Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
There's a proverb that I really like. It's Proverbs 16, verse 15. It says, when the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. I like that. I mean, you know, the opposite side would be when the king rages, everyone runs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So I wanted to just change a word in that verse for our application today. Instead of a king, because, you know, whatever. We live in America. But I want to just talk about leaders. When a leader smiles, mm-hmm. there is life. His or her favor refreshes like a spring rain. And I think it's such an important thought for us as leaders that we stay up, that we're positive and happy. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, of course, there's the application that people have, which is for yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Personal application. Like, be happy and you'll be healthy. Mm-hmm. But as leaders, I guess, you know, we have people in our wings. There are people that are with us. And our happiness could actually contribute to their healthiness. And
sure.
I was recently talking at another church and just saying, hey, you know, you guys, this leadership team, you should contribute to the happiness of your pastors. Like, love them, mm-hmm. honor them, because think about it now. Happy, healthy pastors are going to help lead a healthy and happy church. Mm-hmm. But nobody wants, like, angry, upset yeah. pastors. So, you know, as leaders, we have to be up and work on that, staying up.
You mean it's not natural?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe for some people it is. I went through a phase for sure as a teenager where I was pretty emo. I mean, just kind of like mm-hmm. dark and moody. And I don't know, I don't think that I roll out of bed every day just
singing.
Yeah. Humming along, whistling, you know, yeah. that kind of thing. So for me anyway, it is at times a discipline. It's something that I have to think about. You know, as a leader, we should have hope in our tone mm-hmm. and a sparkle in our eye and a bounce in our step. You know, really, are we going to energize or are we going to drain people?
I've watched you. You go to speak on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You don't just methodically walk.
No, I jump up there.
Yeah, you do.
And at Mekon's church, I was there last Sunday speaking, and mm-hmm. their stage is a little higher. Well, the steps are further away, so I just jump up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like,
yeah.
you know, one step. And it was in my mind every time, kind of like, don't miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. And I actually saw someone recently walk up on our stage, and I thought, I need to talk with them. They walked way too slow. Like, it just looked like, yeah. are you tired?
Bounce up there.
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. You know, we're going to give hope, or we're going to deflate people. We need to help give a focus, not just cloud them in with a depressing haze of everything that's wrong in the world. There's lots wrong in the world, but man, we want to give them a focus and somewhere to go. So here's some things that I do to stay up. I read positive books. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I read a lot, but I read books that I know are going to help sharpen me, mm-hmm. that are going to fill me with good thoughts, mm-hmm. That aren't going to depress me or, you know, fill me with conspiracy theories or whatever else.
Right.
I stay close to positive people. I want the people in my inner circle to be positive. And good way to get yourself out of my inner circle is to be negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because you're married to one of the most positive
people.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I watch shows that make me laugh. I like Parks and Recreation. I like Modern Family. Sometimes I bust out the old episodes of Mr. Bean. I love Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. And and then, you know, movies that make me laugh. We'll talk about that. But how about you? Do you have some movie or TV shows that
make you laugh? Oh, yeah. I like 30 Rock. I know it's uh-huh. crazy now and complex, but I like it. It's clever and funny. And
anything with Tina Fey is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's writing. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's good. I would chime in. Yeah, I agree. Modern Family is fantastic. Yeah. Funny.
Movies are funny because when you talk about, you know, favorite funny movies, it instantly dates you. So
I'll do it. Tommy Boy. I love Tommy Boy, man. Uh-huh. Chris Farley.
Absolutely. Yep.
Cracks me up.
Yeah. He did it like nobody does it. So mm-hmm.
How about you? What about your favorite movies?
It's a shared one. It's like because of my wife, but Dumb and Dumber is an all-time favorite mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. That's her go-to. So yeah. Uh-huh. So, and then another thing I do is I practice being funny. I know that sounds strange, but
mirror, what are you talking about?
Well, no, I write stuff, you know, I just, mm-hmm. I work at, work at being witty and mm-hmm. funny. Mm-hmm. And, it's an exercise for me. It's something I practice and work on. No, I don't stand in the mirror and do stand up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I should though. And then some of the things I do is I avoid conspiracy theories. I keep my distance from doom and gloom people. I don't watch the news. I read the news, mm-hmm. but like I find there's something kind of, I don't know, it sucks you in. It's spectacular. Mm-hmm. It breeds fear. It just, you know, it's not a good way to go to bed at night watching mm-mm. the news. So I don't do that. And I keep tabs on my words. I make sure that there's a steady stream of up talk. Just watching, just noticing, you know, the words I'm saying, the things I'm writing. Is there enough up talk or is it getting down? When a leader smiles, there is life. His or her favor refreshes like a spring rain.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.